AIDS researchers from around the world will meet in Durban tomorrow for the third South African AIDS conference, and Chris Alteri has this report.
Hopes of a shift in South Africa's attitude to a disease affecting nearly 12% of its 47 million people have been building since March, when the country's government unveiled a revamped AIDS strategy, including an expanded rollout of life-saving drugs. Antiretroviral medications are credited with drastically reducing AIDS deaths and are now widely accepted as the frontline treatment for HIV and AIDS. President Thabo Mbeki's administration envisions a five-fold increase in the number of HIV-positive people accessing the drugs by 2011. South Africa's effort to cut new HIV infections and halt the spread of the virus is threatened, however, by a critical shortage of healthcare workers, especially in rural areas where nurses often are the only trained clinicians to treat the sick. Director of the AIDS Office at the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference is Dominican Sister Alison Monroe.
This has long been a concern for the country because we have an extremely high brain drain when it comes to professional health workers, some of whom go to the United States or to Europe or wherever. And so in many of the facilities, the public health facilities, there are insufficient numbers of trained personnel who can run with programs. And we have found the same in the church programs because we have about 20 treatment centers as well under the church's auspices.
Sister Monroe says prevention is the true key to defeating the epidemic and that education is the key to prevention. The conference opens on Tuesday in Durban and will run for 5 days. I'm Chris Alteri.